deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. As the deer panted for the water, so our souls longeth after you. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship you. You alone are our strength, our shield. To you alone doth our spirit yield. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. We give you all the glory, all the glory, all the honor, all the honor. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. We give you all the glory, all the honor, oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. We give you all the glory, all the honor, oh, Lord, we praise your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you get all the praise and the glory. over to our host.
Thank you, Samus. I am here. Well, awesome, awesome, and good morning to our Master's Call family. I am your host, Sister Ruth Smith, here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I greet you all with the joy of the Lord. Now, if you weren't up or moving or twisting around in your chair to that beautiful praise and worship, we thank our psalmist, Minister Brenda Terrell. What a blessing. Give the Lord the glory and the praise. I like that song. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, one of my other prayer partners, Minister Keisha Lee. Pray the heavens down for seating and greeting each and every one of us with the joy and enthusiasm of our King. So glad to be here on the Master's Call this morning. Some of you may be wondering, how did all of this get started? How have all of these individuals, men and women, who love the Lord, how did they come together? Well, in October of 2010, our co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call. The Lord gave them a divine call, and they answered. Oh, we thank the Lord for their yes. So many oftentimes we say no, we say wait, we say not me, we say we don't want to, but these two powerful sisters said yes. I'm excited about it. We stand on our scripture reference, Psalm 88 and 13, that reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning," bless the Lord, we're here this morning, "my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement, the three E's, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. Please take time to visit themasterscall.net. Once again, that's themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been saved and archived, as well as the extensive speaker of our bio, of our speaker's bio. Awesome, awesome. We're so excited to be part of this leadership team and to be here with you today. We have a theme for 2022, and it reads, "In 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs." And Lord knows, in today's world, now more than ever, we need to experience the Lord's restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord and you've been blessed by this ministry and you'd like to be a greeter, such as Minister Keisha, a psalmist, such as Minister Brenda, a host, yours truly, or if you have a word from the Lord or even a prayer request or praise report, please take a moment and submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And a member of our leadership team, our Dr. Vanessa, she will reach out to you and respond. Oh, I'm just so excited today. Today is a testimonial Thursday. Praise our Lord. Praise our King. We have an awesome speaker this morning. I will introduce her momentarily. And before our speaker comes on the line, I will pray for our speaker and pray as the Lord leads me. And then the next voice you will hear will be our speaker of today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Let us pray. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because it is due unto you, the master of our soul. Our very spirit, our very next breath is dependent upon you. You give us new mercies every day, and today, June 9th, 2022, is a new day and new mercies. Old things have passed away, and now we are new in the Lord. We are regenerated. We are revived spirits. We are ready to work and make progress moving forward. Lord, please bless our speaker today. Give Minister Candy the words, Lord. Increase her so you decrease her, Father, so you may increase through her. allow her to say what you will have her to say today within her sweet spirit and presentation, Lord. We ask that you continue to cover her family, cover her projects, cover each and everyone around her, cover her home, Lord, and we will continuously give you all the praise. We bless your holy name this morning. We ask that you continue to bless our master's call, our leadership team, and every individual over the years that has continuously supported our call, and they call in every morning to hear from you. It's not about us, Lord. It is totally and 100% all about you. Well, at this time, I will introduce our speaker for this morning. I am excited to hear from Pastor Candy Jelenu Wilson. I'm just excited to hear what the Lord has given her today. So I'll ask that each and every one of you prepare, grab your notepad or your iPhone, and get ready to hear from Pastor Candy Jelenu Wilson. Are you with us this morning, my sister?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting all of our callers. And thank you, Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa, for this platform that you are responsible for allowing me to come before you this morning. Father God, I come to you this morning just humble, worshiping you. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this time. Thank you for each and every person who's called in this morning. I ask you to speak through me, all of you, Lord, and none of me, in Jesus' name. Saints, this morning, I want to talk about relationships. I am of the opinion that there is no greater relationship than that between a mother and her child. The mother carries the child inside her body for almost a year. Every day, the child grows and grows. And at some point early in the development of the growth, the mother begins to feel the child's movement inside her. And even though that mother has never seen the baby or heard a sound from the baby, a bond is developed between the mother and the baby. Mothers have made unprecedented personal sacrifices for their unborn, as well as their babies, children that have been, you know, after birth. I recall at 4 months pregnant with my second child, Jaira, my daughter, I began to hemorrhage. When the doctor came in the hospital room and told me that if I wanted to have that baby, that I was going to have to spend the next 5 months in bed, 5 months of my life in bed. So I chose to spend 5 months in bed in order for my baby to live. Mothers do that all the time. When there is a choice between life and death for the child, the mother will choose life for the baby, for that child. I'm sure you've all have heard of cases where a mother has run into a burning building to save her child or children, or became a human shield covering her child from imminent danger. Saints, this happens as a result of a relationship that is established. So you might ask, how has a relationship been established with an unborn child? Well, for me anyways, I imagined my relationship with my children even before I conceived them, I knew that I wanted to have children, and I started thinking about them, their little personalities, what they would be like. Just love them even before they were conceived, and certainly before they were born. A relationship is developed by the time that you spend with a person. Part of the time you spend is in the mind. It's in the thought. It's what you think about the person, and you find yourself thinking about them over and over and over, just randomly. A relationship is developed as you communicate with another person, getting to know the person, what they like and what they don't like, things that make them laugh, things that make them happy, things that cause them sadness. But this morning, I want to focus on our relationship with God, because you see, oftentimes, it is the relational connection that you have with God that determines the level of victory that you get to live in based on that relationship. How many of you have experienced relational drift with people in your life? It can happen with family members who don't spend time together. It can happen with friendships that take different paths and activities, residences, or beliefs when there is no conscious effort to put forth to nurture the relationship. Relational drift is why some people get divorced. When relational drift happens in a marriage, a married couple often feel like they no longer know the person to whom they're married. You see, changes happen, and when change happens, we have to be purposeful and intentional in pressing into a relationship. The only reason you develop any relationship in the beginning is because you press into that relationship. Unfortunately, what happens is after a time, after a season passes by, you are not doing the things you brought you together in that relationship. So you have to go back and invest in it again. Just like the drifts happen with people, it can happen with God. And when people allow that drift to happen with God, they have backslidden. They stop moving forward in their relationship with God and have fallen back and away from the relationship they formerly had with God. You know, just like the baby lives inside the mother, God, through the Holy Spirit, lives in us. We need to listen to Him. We need to nurture that relationship. We need to press in to get to know Him. So the point I want to make today is that your strength, your victory, your confidence, your courage, your sense of conviction is all connected to your relationship with God and how you choose to manage that relationship. If you don't know it, let me be the first to tell you. God, the Holy Spirit, will never force Himself on you. If you want to have a closer relationship with God, if you want to live a life that exemplifies His presence, His purpose, and the power within, you are the one who has to go after Him. He said in Matthew 7th chapter, verse 7, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. And to knock and it shall be opened unto you." He said in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, "If you will draw near to me, I will draw near to you." Let's look at Daniel, the 11th chapter. "Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." The word exploits alone says, we will carry out bold and daring feats. And here, God is saying in His Word, the level of a relationship you have with me will determine if you can live in strength and carry out bold and daring feats in His name. I am so glad I have learned to rely on His Word, because it helps me to understand that your weaknesses in life and the spiritual battles are always connected to a declining depth of relationship with God. Here's what I've discovered about knowing somebody. You will naturally gain knowledge about them when you spend time with them. Whether it's an individual, an entertainer, sports team, whatever, whether it's God, spending time with them. If we really want to know God, then it is going to mandate us doing some things to understand him better. We must seek him through his word. He reveals himself through his word, and we get to know him by studying his word, by praying, by spending time fellowshipping with other saints, and through worship. Worship, true, humbled, sincere worship. You see, that is the one reason worship has such high value and rank in many progressive churches and services where they get it, where they understand that songs sung in service are not being sung to entertain. They understand that it is a time to prepare hearts. This is a heart thing, y'all. To receive, to allow saints to empty out of self and let the Holy Spirit minister. Worship ushers in the presence of God and prepares hearts to receive God's word. It is not just a song leading segment, but when we begin to worship into true worship and enter into true worship, it is our pressing in to know God for ourselves. When you begin to lift up holy hands, when your heart commits to being a doer, not just a hearer, a doer of his word, when you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to guide your behavior and thoughts, when you begin to press in like that, that is when you get to know God for yourself. Doing that, my friends, will begin to produce strength, confidence, courage, conviction in your life. You will walk out your life in a Christ-like manner. That's like being like Christ, acting like Christ, talking like Christ, a Christ-like manner, and experience serious victories in your life. If there is no real connection happening, then you might take a look at your actions and behavior. Look at your Monday through Saturday. What moments of your week are you giving to pressing in to God, to knowing him better? What are you doing? Hosea 4 and verse 6 says, my people, God's people, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. They don't know my word. My people, God's people, not sinners, are destroyed, perish, they die. Because of lack of knowledge. They don't have knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the word. Knowledge of him. So strength and courage and confidence are feelings produced by a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, here's the big question for you. How much of your life is unfulfilled destiny because of some kind of personal fear that has talked you out of it? Saints, that is something I really want you to think about today. How much of your life is unfulfilled destiny because of some kind of personal fear that has talked you out of it? We talk ourselves out of more destiny than any demon or opposition could ever do. We talk ourselves out of it. It is because we have allowed some kind of fear, some kind of discouragement to get up in our head, and instead of moving forward, we stall out in life. And it is all connected to this depth of relationship with God. God really wants you to walk in the strength of the Lord. He really wants you to walk in victory over darkness. God wants you to walk in supernatural peace. He wants you to experience these things, not randomly through life, but on a consistent basis. And I believe if we develop this consistent relational connection with God, we will begin to experience increasing measures of victory, measures of strength, measures of courage, and of confidence to pressing into everything that God has for us. Knowing God is having a relationship with Him as a provider, Jehovah Jireh. Knowing Him as a protector, Jehovah Rohi. Knowing Him as a healer, Jehovah Rapha. Knowing Him as my righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu. Knowing Him as a sanctifier, Jehovah Kadesh. Having a relationship with God is to know Him and to know His word is true. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
My, what an awesome word. Thank you, Minister Candy, and shortly I will call you back to do the benediction. Well, I gleaned so much from that, but I remember these three words Minister Candy said to us: strength, encourage, courage, and confidence. Wow, I need that today, and I'm sure you do as well. So to listen to the playback of this awesome message, please dial in to 712-432-1085, the PIN 957-677. Once again, to hear the playback or the playback of any other message, please dial in to 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677. We again invite each and every one of you to the new morning motivational call, the MMC call, that is immediately after our prayer call. For that number, 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. Once again, for the new morning motivational call with host, minister, and director Deborah, please call in to 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. Thank you again to our psalmist, Minister Brenda, for just that beautiful and affectionate time of worship and song. Thank you again to Minister Keisha for seating and greeting all of us as we came on to this virtual sanctuary. And thank you again, Minister Candy, for giving us a powerful message this morning. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be holy and acceptable in your sight and your sight alone. Oh, Lord, you are our strength, our courage, our confidence. You are our redeemer. Lord, continue to bless Minister Candy. Bless our co-founders, Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to give them strength, courage, and confidence to move forward. Lord, bless our leadership team. Help us to be unified and to do your will. Bless each and every caller on this line, those that are here and those that wanted to be here and that are not. Keep their families close to you. Keep a hedge of protection around them. Lord, we will always, even if you never do another thing, you've done enough. You've created everything, Lord, that we are, and your spirit lies within us. We ask that you bless this time of fellowship. And at this time, I'll ask Pastor Candy to come back and give the benediction.
Heavenly Father, thank you for using me to deliver your word once again. Thank you for allowing me the privilege to go before your people. And as we close this call, I pray that you will continue to be with us. I pray that you will continue to guide us. I pray that your word will be a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. Give each person under the sound of my voice a burning desire to see and hear you more clearly, to know you more nearly, and to love you more dearly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. TMC family, go out and have yourselves a spirit-filled, fun-filled, fantastic Thursday. Bye for now.